title of my message today is simply The Pilgrim's Journey. Before I go any further, let us just pray to the Lord that He would come and bless in every way in our meeting today. Father in heaven, we have Thy word before us. We know it is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. We pray that Thou wilt bless it to our hearts today. We pray that Thou wilt speak to each and every one of us, that Thou wilt give us an encouragement in Thy work and in Thy service, that Thou wilt strengthen us, that Thou wilt help us, and bless us indeed. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Our brother was just mentioning Reverend Robert O'Morod, who was killed in a car accident on the M6 in England. Brother Robert is a very good friend of mine, and just a few weeks back, him and I were talking about different things concerning himself. And just to believe now, he's in eternity. He's with the Lord, which is far better. But he has left a wife and family who are grieving. He was at the funeral service. It was a big crowd in the Martyrs Memorial. A lovely service. And how the Reverend McRae spoke very well, and even to those that weren't saved in the congregation. I was speaking to Julie just before I got onto the plane, and she said she was going to pray for you all. That's the type of woman she is. I've been praying for the work in Tasmania. So let us, in return, pray for Julie and all the family circle at this time. The Pilgrims, I remember whenever I was a young boy, there used to be pilgrims, and they were all ladies, and they preached the word of God in the seaside towns at home. The Lord really blessed. They always seemed to move about. And we were reading there from Psalm 121 about this wonderful song, the Pilgrim Song, because three times a year the male population would go to Jerusalem to the feasts, and it is said as they went, they would speak and sing this psalm. I think male, I'm not saying anything about ladies' choirs, but I think that male choirs is something very nice. And I'm sure it would have been beautiful just to hear those men sing as they went on their way to the feast. It's a lovely psalm. And we as Christians, for God's people, and this is what I intend to do in the coming months, as we would preach to God's people in the morning, to encourage you. And this is why I believe I am here, to encourage you along until our brother Ralph we come to take up the work here. Our brother Ralph is excited about coming here. His wife and my daughter-in-law are sisters. And I know the family so well, and they're really looking forward to coming out. Ralph is a great preacher. He loves the Word of God, and you will be well taught. And in our afternoon service, I will be bringing a gospel message. And on the Tuesday night prayer meeting, Bible study, we will be having Bible teaching. Now that will be different from our meeting on the Lord's Day morning. One of our subjects will be the body of man, the body of woman, the body of Christ, and the body of the believer. We'll take 4 Wednesday nights. I done this when I was in Canada, and the Lord really blessed. But now I'm hoping to learn a wee bit more about it. As I bring the messages, I am not a great studier. And as you, I'm sure, find out as the weeks go by, I never read a book in my life. I cannot read a book. The only one I ever read was Westminster Confession of Faith, in which I had to agree to it. But I knew it anyhow and agreed to it before I became an elder. So anything that I preach from, it is from the Word of God. And I have always listened under the Reverend David Crane. I hardly have heard any other preachers, only my own minister, the Reverend David Crane. The Christian's life is a pilgrimage. We are traveling on a road. And where is our destination? Our destination is heaven, where the Lord is. We are moving day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, on our way to heaven. And how wonderful that is. God's people should never get sight or always get sight of heaven. We know where we are going. Sometimes people will say, why were you not afraid on an aeroplane all those miles in case something happens? The answer is, why should I be afraid of going to heaven, the place where I preach? I'll be happy to go to heaven whenever the Lord takes me home. But until then, I'll do His work and service. We are only pilgrims traveling in life's journey. And during our life's journey, the Bible tells us we have to encourage each other. Because Satan will not encourage us. His people will not encourage us. They'll try and do all in their power to stop us and to enjoy our traveling home to glory. We think of singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, how they do cheer the heart of the pilgrim. And we as God's people always should be happy and rejoicing and being positive, because whenever we get negative on that Christian way, then the old devil can come and he can tempt us. We were happy and rejoicing. And how this Bible is full of it. Sometimes the world will say, oh, you Christians, you are not happy looking, you are not enjoying the world. But you know something? We have eternal life. We're born again of the Spirit of God. Our sins are forgiven. We ought to be happy. I don't want to go back into the world. Don't want into the clubs and the pubs and the racetracks. happy and contented in the work of God. 3 points I would like to bring you this morning. Three simple points that we as God's people have today. We have a divine helper. A divine helper. Like many others before us, when we walk the Christian life, we have to turn to God. God is our divine helper. He is the one that leads and guides us. We think of God the Father. He planned our salvation. And when did He plan our salvation? Before the foundation of the world, God knew that man was going to sin against Him. God knew that man would be born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And even before He created all these things that we can see around us today, He had His only Son as a sacrifice for sin. God knew. He had a way back, planned and all, for the lost sinner. What a wonderful and mighty God that we have. He planned our salvation. Then let's think of God the Son. Because God loved the world so much that He did give His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He came into this world. And we see His virgin birth during these Lord's Day mornings. And probably will be starting next week, God willing. We will be looking at the virgin birth. Some people think, well, that is only for Christmas. No, it's not. It's a very important teaching of God's Word. We'll be looking at the sinless life of Christ. He was spotless, knew no sin. Then we will look at His sufferings and His death on the cross in Calvary. And His resurrection and ascension. And then finally we'll be looking at His interceding for us, even in glory at this very moment. Then we have God the Holy Ghost. He is the one that convicted us of our sin. Remember, we read in the Scriptures about the Lord Jesus Christ. And He gave a promise to the disciples. He said, I will pray for thee to the Father that He would send the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. Of course, the Holy Ghost has been from the very beginning. You see Him mentioned in Genesis. The Spirit of God moved. And we see it in the book of the Revelation. The Holy Ghost moved. And we see right through the Scriptures. We see it even in as the birth of Christ. How the Son of God was conceived by the Holy Ghost. And when we were saved, the Holy Ghost came and convicted us of our sin. We realized we were lost, perishing sinners. We heard the Word of God. We repented of our sin. We forsook our sin. And then started to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
And that moment we repented of our sin, the Holy Ghost entered in. Marvelous, how wonderful. Some people think, I remember listening to a preacher, I think he was a Pentecostal preacher in America, Mr. Dollar, and I was listening to him, and I was quite interested in what he was saying. He was excellent in what he was saying. And he went on to say that some people think that you have to speak in tongues for the Holy Ghost to enter in. He says, no, it's not. You're saved, the Holy Ghost enters in. And how true it is. And how we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. We're led by the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is within us. And when he comes in, out flows the fruit of the Spirit. How tremendous that is. That's how you know a Christian, when they're filled with the Holy Ghost. Romans 8 tells us, if we have not the Spirit of God, we're none of his. Very important. That people can see that we belong to God. We're washed in the blood of Christ. We belong to him. And as we travel along the pilgrim pathway. Then, secondly, we have a personal helper. A personal helper. Where is the Lord Jesus Christ at this moment? He's in heaven. And he's interceding for us, his people. And he's willing and able to save precious souls around the world. That's where he is. And he's only a prayer away. He is our helper. When I come here to Tasmania, I've arrived there just during the week. And let me tell you, it was a long journey. I'm glad I hadn't to come on a bicycle. It had been a long trip. But it was, I loved flying, and it was enjoyable. The only thing difficult was the food that I'm not used to. And when you're all that 11,000 up in the air, and you're hungry, you would eat anything. But it's paid up with me last night, and that's why I'm drinking a flat Coke this morning. But you see, he is our helper, and I need God's help. I need that personal helper as I commence this work here that the Lord has called me to do. My work at home is giving gospel tracts out at football matches. Done it for 39 years. And then got asked to go to Canada. Went the first time to Canada under the mission board. And then when I came back from Canada, it was great. We had, in Canada there was about 20 people, much like here. And when I was there was a man and his wife, Mr. Arthur. And they came from Ghana. And whenever the last time I went back again, I was there twice in the 1 year. And there, James is even preaching in the church now. And he's taking a real good part, and his wife as well. And that is tremendous. And then I was in Scotland for 6 weeks. And then I was asked to come here. Well, I'm 65 this year. And anybody says that life doesn't begin when they're 65, I don't know. Everything seems to change, even in my life. I went to the college. I was in the college for, 2 years. Not as a lecturer, but I used to cut the grass. That was my work in the college. And then this is how I got all this work. I left a job which I loved so much with my heart. I had a boss and she was so good to me. I had my own business for 31 years. And then I took a virus. And how the Lord showed me and guided me. He has been a great helper. He showed me clear and plain the road that He wants me to go. It's great. I remember standing in the college and saying, Lord, I'll go anywhere. The Lord called me into that work. Same calling as a minister would have had. Just to cut grass and to pull weeds. So if you feel the Lord's calling to you to do any work or any service for Him, do it. Follow His instructions, because He is your personal helper. He will lead and He will guide you. How tremendous things that has happened even over this past 2 years. I need help to pray. We need to pray. It's very important for these 3 months' work that we pray. And I'm sure in Kingston there's many people walking down them streets. And they're not traveling that road to heaven. But they're all not broad road that leads to hell and destruction. We don't want them on that road. We must pray. We have loved ones that are not saved. Let us pray that the Lord would move mightily upon their hearts. We will pray that God would fill those seats that are empty. That there will be a mighty revival among God's people. Do you know it's not impossible? Not impossible. All things are possible with God. Wouldn't it be wonderful for a revival to come in the Kingston of Tasmania? Let us really pray that the Lord would move and help. I need help to study. This is very important. Help to study. Let us pray that the Lord would help them to preach and to teach. It's very important. Need your help. For you to be patient. For you to pray. Need your help. We're all in this together. Our brother Noel, the elder, we're all in this together. Our brother Nelson, the deacon, we're all in this together. We think of you in the pew, the organist, every one of us. We're all in this together. We want to go on in the Lord's work as we travel to journey to heaven. Let us be busy. You know, it's an exciting life of being a Christian. Is anyone in our meeting this morning and you're not saved? It's our prayer and desire. The Holy Spirit will work in your heart and bring you to Christ. This is a burden that we have to see others gloriously and wonderfully saved. And then, thirdly, we have a caring helper. A caring helper. Now, God loves us as people. When you think the love of God so great and so vast, He loves us. When I look back in my life and the life that I lived, during my time here, I'll be giving my testimony. And how He could love a wretch like I. And I'm sure you can say the same.
how he could love a wretch like me.
Oh, but he does. And he loves us. And he will lead us. And he will guide us
on our journey to heaven. Maybe in meeting this morning, and you have a burden on your heart. You know, Christians, we do have burdens. Sometimes they pile up and so high and so big. We have burdens for our families. I know back home, so many in the prayer meeting are crying out to God for their families to see them saved. I have two sons, and they're backslidden in heart. Wives need to be saved. They've been praying that the Lord would move upon them, and they can get burdened. Maybe today, as they would go to hear their children say their pieces, maybe we think this will be the day the Lord will save them, bring them and bring those back to himself. How wonderful that would be. But we have a great God. We have a great Savior. He's always there. He's a curing Savior. He loves us. Maybe you have another burden. So come in so many different ways. I am here now for 3 months. If I can be a help to anyone, I am available 24 hours a day. I've got that weak jar now, and I can just sail around anywhere now. And if you want me to come, I know, don't be afraid to say, because we need to help each other as we travel on this journey to glory. My time is near up. I'm not a long-winded preacher. But let me just read you something from a hymn. And this hymn, maybe you've come in today a heavy burden. Nobody knows anything about it. The words of this hymn maybe will be a comfort to you. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained? Too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress, and the day grows weary and long. Does Jesus care when my way is dark, with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades to deepen night shades, does he care enough to be near? Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong, when in my deep grief I find no relief, though my tears flow all the night long? Does Jesus care when I said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? My sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is it all to him? Does he say? The answer to that is, oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. My heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Yes, we have a divine helper in heaven. We have a personal helper in heaven. We have a caring helper in heaven as we walk the Christian life. Soon one day We'll reach that mansion's bright. Sometimes people get excited when they're talking about heaven. And they bring all sorts of things into their mind. But when I read the scriptures, there's not much said about heaven. It tells us there's one street in it. But many people, or their imaginations, just get carried away. But there's one thing about in heaven. I'm looking forward. I do not know what's all in it. But there's one thing that I know is clear. We will be worshiping the Lamb forever and ever and ever. That's good enough for me. For He saved my precious soul from a lost eternity. I pray that you will be the same as you walk on life's journey. Do pray that these few remarks, I hope you've understood them all right. But maybe as we get on in the weeks ahead, that maybe will be a wee bit clearer for you. But do pray very much that the Lord would help, and that those of the saved and God's people blessed.